Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is one-of-a-kind SEO expert and elite business strategist Dagmar Gattell with SEO strategy tips, helping passionate entrepreneurs monetize their experience and build their online empire by attracting lifetime clients. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about the power of the meta description and how you can use it for your benefit. I chose the topic of the podcast because I participated in a Google Webmaster Hangout today. And the gentleman there from Google, John Mueller, he is the webmaster analyst for Google Switzerland. He repeated and reminded the listeners again that the content in the meta description is really not a ranking factor anymore. And that's already since a year. A lot of my clients, when they come to me, they don't know this. And a lot of my students, when we talk about this, they don't know it. So it's really, for me, very important, close to my heart, to bring this awareness how you still can use the meta description tag, not so much for SEO ranking purposes of the content in the meta description. Because the meta description itself, site since a year, has no ranking value, and meaning that the content you share there. But if you think about it, the meta description is dead, long live the meta description. It still has value because it still brings you the clicks to your website. The meta title and the meta description is what we see on the first page of Google. And at the end, that really makes us choosing, do we choose search result or do you choose another search result to click on and to land on their website? So you can see it does not have, the content itself does not have a ranking influence or does not influence a ranking factor anymore for your page or for your blog post. But for sure, it influences to get the click and to be recognized by Google. Because Google does not only look at how to rank you, so it does not only look at the ranking factors or the on-page SEO, but for sure it checks out, okay, so now you're on the first page of Google. What makes you staying on the first page of Google? Because getting on the first page of Google, you can go fast. Like you could do social media posts in Google Plus in just the real-time search result. You could be there, and if it's only for 7 minutes. That's, by the way, a lot of times how other SEO experts tell you they can rank you. They just let you create social media posts. Well, yes, you're ranked, but you're not ranked long-term. You just ranked for a few minutes. So it's really up to you, especially when you're an expert and you want to monetize your expertise online. You want to think about, do you want to put a lot of effort in being ranked for a few minutes? Or do you want to put a lot of effort in creating a strategy? And a strategy that includes short, middle, and long-term search results. Go back to the meta description. So the meta description, if it's not all about the keyword anymore, and if it's not all about getting the content ranked by Google, what is it all about? So it's really all about the searcher's intent. When you think of an example, like I love to use it because it really makes it clear the consciousness and the subconsciousness of a searcher. So from a consciousness, a searcher would type in spray to remove pet stains. And that's what they will look for. Now all the search engine results pages or all the search engine results come up on the first page of Google. There are people and they look for exactly this. A spray to remove pet stains. But other people, they just look for something. They look for a solution to their problem to remove pet stains. So you can see from a meta description perspective, it's all about what can you share in your meta description that gets you the clicks, and not just a fast click where people not really understand what you offer and they just click there for fun and then they go back from your website back to the first page of Google and look and check out another site. So I'm really speaking about the ones who are serious, the ones where you give them the impression you can provide the answer or the solution to their problem. All about filling out the meta description in a way that you can help influencing your rankings and your conversion rate results. So there are different factors when we think of a meta description where we want to focus on, because that's really the benefits we gain from it. So the first one is for sure the user intent. So the user, consciously they search with search terms and keywords to find something. Subconsciously, they're looking for fulfillment, right? Makes sense. They're looking for a solution. So they expect to find a hint of the solution in the meta description. And that makes them click on it or not. And every click you get on your search result, on the SERPs, that's the search engine result page, every click you get, every click will help you in your ranking efforts, because the search engines assume that you do a good job. A lot of people click on your search result. So in this way, they will help you to hold your rankings. So then you have the click-through rate. So more clicks you get compared to your competitors, so better your page, your blog post, or your overall site is seen. And the last point for sure is the power of persuasion. Power of persuasion is all about that with this very short description, and it's around between 150 and 160 words. Normally, you could say 156 characters right now, but this changes all the time, and I assume it will be shorter over time. So it's really the power of persuasion is if you can fit your page focus, your post focus, and what's in for the searcher, and the teaser of what solution, what answer they will find on the page into these 156 characters, including spaces, then you are the king or the queen. Because that's really what makes your meta description stick and unique, and gets you the click you are looking for. So when you write your meta description, you always want to have in mind the user's intent. So tell your readers, tell the searchers what they can find on the actual page. And tease them with call to actions that make them click on your meta description on the first page of Google in the SERPs in the search engine results. Don't use an industry slang, but use like something what a fifth grader would understand. Look for to write in a way that you speak to them. So you and your. Don't write I or we, that you put yourself in the first position. Now always remember the promise, right? Whatever you promise them in the search result, in the meta description, and they click on it, and then they come to your website, you need to fulfill there. That's highly important, because then if you get all these clicks, but they leave your site immediately, this could increase your bounce rate a lot. And your bounce rate is when a lot of people come to your site and they're bouncing out immediately after a second. So you don't want that they bounce out. You want that you have a great click-through rate and they stay on your website. So So use an attractive, an engaging, and persuasive language. Don't use something what is dry or boring, where you already have no mood anymore to read it. If you have no mood to read it, nobody else will. Never use quotation marks, because, like, remember, meta description is code. So we really don't want to use special signs. And also try to break down what you want to say, like in two or three sentences. Because by doing that, you not only can prevent that it's not dry and boring, but also that it's easy to digest. And make sure you stay within the 156 characters, or you can have 150 or less, but you should have more than 140. If you have more than 156 characters, then everything what's longer will be cut off. So you want to make sure that all your important things are said first. Inclusion is really when you write your meta description. Remember that you write it for humans. You don't write it for search engines anymore. So the content itself has no ranking factor, but the searcher's behavior has. And like everything, especially online, the first impression counts. So the first impression is when they read your meta description on the SERPs, search engine results page. They click on it, come to your website, make sure you fulfill what you promise. And think about a smart, like, three-second teaser. You can give them an impression of your site, of your uniqueness, what you stand for. It's still priceless when you provide an answer to your searcher's question or a solution to their problem. I hope this information helps you a little bit to realize how you can use the meta description and still gain ranking benefits just another way as before. So now we gain ranking benefits with the user intent. If you want to check out more of the information I provide, just go to my website, SEOstrategyplan.com. This is SEO, STRATEGYPLAN.com, SEOstrategyplan.com, and get free access to my SEO strategy premium training, including the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their online empire. Also, I have packed in SEO audio training, other radio podcasts, SEO articles, an audio archive, invitations to live webinars, free SEO Q&As, and so much more. You will gain a much better understanding about the what and why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs. Ranking online isn't an accident. It is a strategy. This is one-of-a-kind SEO expert and elite business strategist, Dagmar Gattell. That's all for today. Wishing you an amazing day, and tune in again next week.